face in my league. Got a blockbuster on my way and a pickup up my sleeve. They call my team insane, say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game and start playing, cause every single week another win for me.
Yo, commissioner, you can just pay me now. City win first place, then take a bow. Finish on top, I'ma set the standard. Don't believe me, you could check the standings. When I draft, I make smart selections. Got more sleepers than a narcoleptic. Meet your match, kid, my lineup's nasty. It's far-fetched, thinking you might catch me. No surprise, I'm taking home the prize. Only time I rest is a playoff bye.
Welcome to another episode of the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational Podcast. I am Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst for friendsoffantasybenefits.com. Joining me on this episode is my good friend, buddy, co-owner of Friends of Fantasy Benefits, Mike Warner. He also writes for Baseball HQ and FanGraphs. He's been a big part of my story, and he'll talk a little bit about our mutual start in the industry, as well as his own personal journey. And he's just a really great guy, really great analyst, and I'm happy to finally get him on. And we'll talk to him in a sec. Just want to remind everybody, you can reach me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. You can email me or the show, JustinMasonFantasy@gmail.com. Also want to give big shouts out to rotoware.com, Kenneth Cashman in particular, who has hooked us up with the intro and outro music. And if you want to get hooked up with some pretty awesome shirts, go over to rotoware.com, where you can see all sorts of fantastic shirts. Also their site, Rotoware Classics, which is on amazon.com. A lot of Justin Mason memorabilia over there on rotoware.com and Rotoware Classics, so definitely go check them out. You can use my promo code FWFB if you want a discount at checkout. So definitely go check that stuff out there. Big shout out to Fantrax for hosting all the Invitational Leagues. And this podcast wouldn't be anywhere in the Invitational without Fantrax and all their amazing help and support. So if you're starting a fantasy football league, definitely go over there. Best service in the industry. So definitely check out Fantrax.com for all your fantasy related needs. Before we jump in talk with Mike, I just want to give a heads up. Maybe spotty in terms of recording episodes over the next couple weeks. I am moving, and it really just depends on how quickly I can get my new internet service set up at my new house that we'll be moving into next week. So if I miss a week or two, that is why. I will definitely try, though, to get out as many episodes as I can over the remainder of the season. And once I'm set up, we won't have any problems doing that. So let's talk to Mike Warner from Friends of Fantasy Benefits, Baseball HQ, and FanGraphs. Joining me now is Mike Warner from Friends of Fantasy Benefits and Baseball HQ. Mike, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Justin, I feel like you and I never talk. Like, this is a special occasion.
It's funny because my wife considers you my my podcast wife, though you
or
and I...
Or husband.
Yeah, no, wife. But but we don't podcast together as much as we used to, so it's nice to have you come on. You know, chat a little bit and profile you because you are you do a lot of really good work in the industry, and I don't think you get enough credit.
Oh well, thanks. You know, I appreciate it. I'm more impressed that your wife like acknowledges my presence because I think I talk to you more than anybody else in the world, despite like you know the last year or so since like jobs have gotten crazy and stuff. Despite like not really talking to you as much as before, I still feel like you and I interact more than anybody else in my life, including my family. So you're welcome.
Yeah, I think Paul Spohr is starting to catch up on you because him and I him and I podcast a lot together and chat a lot. But you and I have definitely been super close. Came into the industry pretty much together, and have had very intertwined paths, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Before we do, remind everybody where you can reach us on social media.
At Mike Warner on Twitter. Yeah, you can pretty much just check. Apparently, somebody said something on Twitter earlier about like fears as a kid, or what movie like made you have fears as a kid, and mine was like Child's Play. And a couple people on Twitter did the great service of throwing some like dolls, doing some crazy crap on, and that's like my biggest fear in the world is dolls. So, yeah, I've had like a really disturbing morning.
Yeah, that sounds like it. I'm not afraid of dolls because I'm a grown man, but
I am. I have no shame in admitting it.
Well, you learn something new every day about Mike. let's talk a little bit about your invitational team. How is your team doing?
I am currently, what, sixth in my league, so pretty much middle of the, I guess, the upper echelon-ish area. But it's pretty much a race tour. First place is pretty much sewn up. And Clay Link, bravo to him. He's really just taken this league, and I honestly don't think anybody can catch him at this point. He has a 33-point lead going into the last, what, couple months of the season here. I would be shocked if anybody even really made tangible progress against him, but there is a race for second place between Ariel Cohen, Kevin Lauder, and then Fancy Judgment. The three of them have over 93 points. I think they'll end up having like a race between second and fourth, and then I'll probably end up finishing between fifth and sixth, possibly seventh, depending on how Chris Towers does behind me. But it's pretty much a one-man race for the top, and Link is in the top three, like we just saw in the overall standing. So bravo to him. When you have JD Martinez and Giancarlo Stanton, it kind of helps you out offensively.
Yeah, definitely helps carry you a little bit in the power department when you've got those guys. And I mean, he's put together a really good team, and he's a great fantasy player. I'm in a battle with him in Tout Wars for first place.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I looked at Clay Link's followers the other day. Like, people need to follow him. I don't understand, like, why he doesn't have a million followers at this point. Like, dude's in Tout Wars. Dude crushes leagues, obviously. So people should probably be listening to him a little bit more.
Yeah, and he's a really good dude on top of being a really good analyst. I've gotten to hang out with him a couple times now in New York when I've been at Tout Wars. So definitely go give Clay a follow on Twitter. But we're talking about you. How has the league been so far?
It's been pretty good. For the most part, everybody's fairly active, and it's been fairly competitive as well. In terms of my personal team, Cody Bellinger, you and I spoke about him before the season started when I drafted him. I think I drafted him in the second round, and that has not worked out. Jose Altuve even has had a bit of a down year. I had the second overall pick in this league, and obviously Altuve was my guy, and if we were doing it again, I still would have taken Altuve there. But it hasn't been as plentiful as usual. I mean, he's had a pretty solid year for the most part, but it hasn't carried my team like I thought it would. Miguel Sano is still in the minor league, so that hasn't been great. I have a couple guys that have really kind of tanked things. At the same time, though, it could be a lot worse. I pretty much flooded all of my fab on Juan Soto, and I don't regret that. But at the same time, I lost Wellington Castillo at catcher, so I'm just riding, just a bottom-tier guy in Tucker Barnhart. I'm still just trying to fill spots when I can. And, my pitching has been kind of helped out by having Garrett Cole. I mean, I grabbed him in like the fifth or sixth round, and he's pretty much been my saving grace. But other than that,
Snell's pretty good too.
He is. And he's also helped me out. He's on the DL right now, but, either way, I've kind of helped fill holes in spots, and I've remained relatively competitive, but, things could have been a lot better had, especially Sano and Bellinger and Altuve, the three of them just really kind of carried my offense a little bit more. But unfortunately, things can always play out the way you want them to, and it is what it is.
What about the other guys in your league? There have been a lot of trades in your league.
No.
Any trash talk that we need to discuss?
Not really that I know of. I mean, everybody's really been pretty like standard. Not a lot of like communication, to be honest. Just mostly moves and not a lot of trading as well. So I'm not gonna say we've been a boring league, but there's a lot of like really good characters in this league. So I actually am a little surprised that
you got Chris Towers is a character, Scott Bogman's a character.
Jim Bay from FWFB is definitely a character.
Eric Cross is in this league. So, I mean, you've got a number of guys who, even Jay Johnson, like he's a good guy to go follow on Twitter. Like, there should be some more trash talk.
I agree. I think what it is maybe just this league in particular doesn't have a lot of guys that know each other. So, like, I know a few from, for different reasons, but
Anthony Aiano's in this league. Like, he'll trash talk with people.
He does. He's from New York, right? I mean, New Yorkers trash talk with the best of them. But we definitely could do better on that front for sure. But ultimately, Clay Link, I'm kind of waiting for him to just throw down the gauntlet, just throw down some message saying, like, you guys are all my, I don't know if we can cuss on this podcast.
Go right ahead.
You guys are all my bitches. Hear me roar. Like, I'm waiting for that to come. But I feel like he's too nice of a guy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you. When did you start following baseball?
Start following baseball, like the sport?
The sport. Like, when did you get into baseball?
Man, probably when I was, 7 or 8 years old. I started playing when I was in T-ball, and I really didn't start like watching it until Frank Thomas came around. And Frank Thomas will always be my favorite player ever. But yeah, probably in like, you know, I was 7 or 8 in what, 1992, 1993, 1994, somewhere in that region. So yeah, early 90s is when I started getting into it. I still have a ton of baseball cards from that time. I haven't bought baseball cards. I don't know about you, if you like collected cards or not, but I haven't really bought cards in years, and I feel like that's unfortunate. Maybe if I have like a little boy or something, I'll end up like buying some more baseball cards or whatever. But yeah, I mean, early 90s is when I started watching baseball.
No joke, I had my father gave me his collection of baseball cards from when he was a kid, and he was, you know, a kid in the mid 50s. So this was like, you know, a lot of pretty amazing cards and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
that's like a, not a gold mine, mm-hmm. but possibly.
Yeah. And I went to summer camp one summer, and my mom sold them in a yard sale for about $5.
Oh my gosh.
And after that, wow. I've never collected baseball cards ever again.
After that, I stopped talking to my mom.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, no, after that, I was like, I had this huge baseball card collection that would probably be worth, you know, 5 digits at least, you know, 10 to 20 grand nowadays.
Yeah, my goodness. Yeah, I still have cards that I just will never part with, you know, especially back in the time when I started watching baseball. You know, Alex Rodriguez was coming up as a rookie. Derek Jeter was coming up as a rookie. I have both their rookie cards. There's like just I haven't even looked at them in years. I probably should just to kind of see what's going on in there. But, you know, Frank Thomas is definitely the first rookie card. Frank Thomas, little stories about Frank Thomas. When I was 11 years old, I sent a baseball card just in the mail to him. And mind you, like, I don't know if this is even validated. I still have the letter somewhere. But he sent me the card back signed. And then there was this whole, like, written out, you know, statement saying, you know, hey, I appreciate you being a fan, this, that, or the other, and then it was signed, you know, by him or whatever. But I mean I still don't know if that's even authentic, really. But I mean, the fact that I thought it was as a kid, just really, like, maybe, you know, I probably should,
sure,
like, check
it was
that,
I'm sure he, I mean I guess he could have someone like sign the cards for him, right? Sending it back to kids, but you would think that maybe he would actually sign his own stuff. But that's pretty cool. When did you start playing fantasy baseball?
Let's see, I'm 31 now. So what, back about 8-9 years ago or so? So yeah, that's when I first got my exposure. My big brother and his buddy were playing, and they needed an extra person. I feel like everybody starts in an AL or NL only league. I started in an AL only league, and I don't play in it to date. They ended up dispersing after about 3 years or so. But yeah, my first league was an AL only league, and it was a year after the Rays were a team. So yeah, I guess it was 99 area. But anyways, yeah, it was a pretty fun. And you know, since then I've obviously taken off, and there was at one point I was like you, and I did 20 leagues 1 year, and that was not awesome. But I don't know how you do that. How yeah. many leagues are you in this year?
I'm
cut it down a little bit, right?
I'm in 17 leagues this year.
Oh my god. Yeah,
no, it's the most amount of leagues I've ever done for baseball. Football, I've done many, many more than that, but football is like really easy to manage. You know, you check your lineup, you know, 3 times a week, and you're okay. Now I'm done. You know, I'll worry about, you know, Fab on Monday or Tuesday. Baseball, yeah, 17 leagues is the most I've ever done. I will definitely be dropping leagues. I've already kind of made a checklist of, okay, this one's gonna have to go, this one's gonna have to go, and then there are other ones that I'm trying to figure out. Probably try to get back down to around 10 to 12.
I feel like you said this last year. Possibly the year before.
I definitely did. okay, so you start playing then. How did you get into the fantasy industry?
Well,
it's the story of us.
Yeah, the story of us. So two of our old co-owners, I would say, we all actually met in the old Towers of Power, mm-hmm. Fantasy Hour message board on Facebook, hosted by Paul Spohr and Jason Collette, the old podcast. And then I don't even know if that's available on iTunes anymore, but if it is, like, you know, obviously we all religiously listened to it, and we loved the podcast itself. And then we all kind of met via that message board, and a league was created, and it wasn't called Friends with Fantasy Benefits at first, but you know, the league was created. It was 20 people, and the idea was from you and I guess a couple of the other old co-owners to make a site, you know, kind of devoted to talking about the league itself. And then over time, things kind of more so generate into fantasy analysts or analysis, sorry, instead of you know, about our league itself, because, you know, I mean, let's be honest, who wants to hear about everybody else's leagues? So you know, we had to, it ended up kind of trending there. And then I came aboard a little bit later, like the site launched what, January of 2015?
Maybe
2014, but yeah, the launch then, and then I was kind of added on a couple of months later, and became a co-owner in time. And you know, you and I have kind of been the main stable pieces, more so you, to be honest. And you know, over the years, you and I have kind of added gigs along the way. It's added experience for us. And then you know, obviously I write for Baseball HQ now. That came to pass a couple of years ago. FanGraphs this year was added for me as well. You obviously have added Fantasy Alarm, FanGraphs, among a million other things, and TGFBI. But yeah, it all started just from a 20-man fantasy league that was created from a message board on Facebook. And you know, I'm pretty happy about the success to date. And it's a pretty creative and cool way to kind of get into the business, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know for myself, and I don't know if I've mentioned it on this podcast, but like for me, this whole experience of getting into the fantasy industry was largely accidental. Like, I had no intention of ever doing this. This, you know, my wife likes to, you know, tell people, especially when she's meeting some of the people in the industry at events like Tout Wars or the Barf League Draft or something like that. Like that, I'm living out my dream, and it's funny because I don't think of it that way. Because for me, like, this was never even like a pipe dream for me. Like, I had no idea that this would kind of fall into my lap the way it did. With you and Adam and Aaron, who were originally part of the kind of the original foursome, and it just has kind of spiraled and turned into something pretty awesome.
Yeah, it pretty much proves that no matter how smart or dumb you are, as long as you have perseverance, you can make it in this industry.
Yeah, you don't actually have to be good at anything, but no.
You just need a little bit of time and no sleep, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly. So you work for Baseball HQ and FanGraphs on top of Friends of Fantasy Benefits. What do you do at each kind of spot?
Let's see, Friends of Fantasy Benefits, we've been podcasting and writing since the site launched, and you and I both do football and baseball. As far as Baseball HQ goes, I'm a daily matchups analyst for them, so usually 1 to 2 days a week I'll throw down a ton of analysis on whatever pitchers are going for that day. It's a really good DFS tool, and I've been doing that for a few years for them. And then FanGraphs I added this year. I do the Roto write-up, which you and Paul are kind of the head of, and it's pretty much just a way to go through the daily news and notes of the day prior and kind of give a little, you know, comedic twist to it. Luckily for everyone, I'm not very funny, so it ends up not being a comedic twist, but it ends up going usually longer than it's supposed to. But usually I like to do a pretty good job with that. And then I also do the bullpen report, which I've pretty much said on multiple occasions is probably the best tool I've seen FanGraphs put out from a fantasy lens. Especially when you don't want to deal with bullpens, all you have to do is just read a column every day about what's going on, and the whole team on the bullpen report does a great job of it. It takes a lot of work, trust me, but it's a really good column, especially if you need saves and you know, want to check out the relief situation amongst the league. So yeah, that's what I do.
Do you have anything new coming down the pike, or things that you're thinking about maybe trying out?
I mean, I'm gonna definitely expand it. Baseball HQ and FanGraphs have been the two that I've really wanted to work for, you know, since day one. So it would more or less be expanding my role or roles with them. And you know, that always kind of comes to pass each year, to, you know, depending on time and being able to have the opportunity to do it itself. But there is some things going on with HQ in terms of like what they do every year with the Arizona Fall League and, you know, all of their forums that I definitely would love to attend. And as far as Tout Wars, I didn't make it last year, but I went the year before. I definitely want to make that kind of an annual occurrence. But more so just kind of expanding roles with both those sites is what I would look towards.
Nice. All right. Anything, any advice you would give someone who's trying to get into this field of work?
Honestly, it would be to work hard and especially at first not expect to really get compensated. But at the same time, if the work is quality and it's something that you would want to read yourself, then over time you will get noticed. And then, you definitely will be added on somewhere depending on where you want to go. Also, the industry at large, just the majority of the people in the industry that I've met, that I've talked to, that I've interacted with, that we've had on shows, all of them, the majority of them at least, have been nothing but gracious. They always give kind of their 2 cents on what could help you. They always give their 2 cents on what they love about you, and just overall are really, really good people. And honestly, that was probably the most shocking thing when we came into the industry, was just how nice and gracious everybody was. I thought it would be a lot more competitive than it is, and it's truly just an industry that everybody wants to add as much information and make the industry kind of greater as time goes on. So nobody's really competitive about it. It's more so just trying to get the best minds to, help win baseball leagues for you. And also at the end of the day, whenever you are an analyst, like, you are serving the people. Your kind of needs and wants are coincided in that, in terms of like your own fantasy leagues. But just always remember, like, you are essentially there to serve, whenever there's Twitter questions or any type of questions, regarding the podcast, or, whenever you just need to be available and you need to answer questions, and just essentially put in some time, put in some work, and it ends up paying off in the end. All you need to do is just, like I said before, you don't need to be the smartest, but if the work's quality and you take your time and you give it time, then you'll end up kind of being successful.
I think those are both great pieces of advice. Is one of the things I tried to pride myself on doing is answering as many questions as I can on Twitter. The one or two may slip between the cracks, but for the most part, I think I get to just about every question someone asks me on Twitter. Where you can reach me on Twitter is at Justin Mason FWFB. You can reach Mike on Twitter at Mike Warner FWFB. Anything you want to plug before you go?
Just keep reading the daily matchups column for Baseball HQ, and the site itself is amazing. It is a subscription-based site, but it's the one site that I always, even before I was an analyst there, I always would purchase the subscription there because I love their content. And Fangraphs, obviously, is one of the biggest names in the industry as well, and just keep on reading my stuff there and check out Friends with Fantasy Benefits. We got football coming, so we're about to get down to the grind with that, and that's everything I do.
All right. Thank you for joining me, Mike.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for another episode of the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational Podcast. Big thanks for Mike Warner for coming out and talking about his and kind of my journey into the industry, as well as how his team is doing in the Invitational. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, maybe a little spotty over the next couple weeks for recording, but I will try to get as many episodes out as I can while I'm in the process of moving. That is going to do it for this episode and this week. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season. First place in my league. Got a blockbuster on my way. And a pickup on my sleeve. They call my team insane. Say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your A game and start playing. Because every single week another win for me. Yo, commissioner, you can just pay me now. City win first place, then take a bow. Finish on top, I'ma set the standard. Don't believe me, you could check the standings. When I draft, I make smart selections. Got more sleepers than a narcoleptic. Meet your match, kid, my lineup's nasty. It's far-fetched, thinking you might catch me. No surprise, I'm taking home the prize. Only time I rest is a playoff bye. Make amazing finds off the waiver wire. All day and night, better stay retired. See me in first, all proud and cozy. Bro, please, I can't even count my trophies. Bragging, even with my bats are slumping, I'ma pack a punch, stat tracker junkie. But one they don't wanna play, first place in my league. Got a blockbuster on my way, and a pickup on my sleeve. They call my team insane, say I'm the one to beat. So you better bring your